She shut her eyes slowly, and when she reopened them, they were glaring right at me with what my friends always called the look. It could boil you. She always told me that you made your own future and that psychics could make you fatalistic. Not only that, but a fake could really mess you up. We didn't mean to see her, we just sort of fell into it, I blabbered under her gaze. We went to visit this girl Chris used to know. She took us. At any rate, the psychic said Chris is dead in the woods. She says he shot himself. She rolled her eyes off to the side in a way that read complete disgust. Finally, she sighed. Well, I'm not psychic, but I'm your mother. Do I rank in there somehow? Yeah, I said. Chris Creed is not dead in the woods. I can take my paycheck to the bank on that one. I stared at her tired face. What makes you so sure? Because I've lived here my whole life, and I know the people here pretty well. Glenn Ames told me you had a conversation with Sylvia Creed yesterday. She may have been relentless, Tori, but what that boils down to is survival. People will do and think whatever it is they have to in order to survive. I feel that Chris probably learned his bad social skills from Sylvia, but he also learned from her to be a survivor. She muttered in a soft but firm way. When he disappeared, I just knew in my gut, like I know this town, like I know the Creeds. Sylvia Creed is far from perfect, but her life didn't kill her. Digger Haynes's life didn't kill him. I'm not a psychic, but I know people pretty well, and my feeling is, Chris Creed is alive. I sure hope you're right, Allie said. He could still show up tomorrow, my mom put in, though it seemed not likely to me. Creed was becoming like a vapor, a myth or a legend or something.